Man, I remember this one like it was yesterday. My first official full-on VSL shoot. I couldn't have been more excited. I remember calling up a videographer and I'm like, hey bro, we're gonna shoot this VSL. We need a dermatologist to read a script and we need to make a bunch of beautiful B-roll. He's like, cool dude, send me over a shot list. I'm like, what's a shot list? And he's like, a shot list is everything you want us to capture on video clips. And he's like, can you get me one of those? I'm like, I don't even know what those are. And so I had to get back and I sat down on my computer and I'm like, okay, what's a shot list? Everything I want to capture. So of course, when you don't really have the answer to something, the first thing you got to do is just start spying around and swiping. And I'm like, okay, if I'm going to make a VSL, right? So what's a good example of a VSL I want to be like? Let me just look at what they got going on and just start seeing what they got. So I started spying on a lot of other VSLs and I just started screenshotting similar scenes. I noticed three different types of shots that actually appear in all VSLs as I started to spy on all these things. The first one was of the authority figure, the doctor, whoever the expert is that's speaking on this. And as I was watching this video, there was a doctor, a dermatologist, he'd walk in a room, he had a clipboard, he was going left way, he was going this way, he'd sit down a patient, he'd look at him, there was a part where he was pointing out spots and problems, areas the customer's working with. He's like giving them a product, they're trying it on, they're really happy, they're excited, they're shaking hands, he's sitting there working. And I was screenshotting every single one of these. Eventually I just realized, wow, it's really just a day in the life of this dermatologist. It's like, that's really it. It's just the B-roll, the guy's day in the life, what he does all day long, him going around, kind of lifestyle shots, all these cool kind of things. That was the first piece that I realized was part of this. So I was like, okay, we're gonna need a couple of actresses to come in to help play the role of a day in the life, customers. The next thing we noticed was of the customers, the people who are gonna be buying the product, right? And there was different type of shots with the customers. It looked like there was this nightmare scenario scene where they weren't really happy. They were looking at their face. They were looking at the problems, maybe the wrinkles on their face. It was the problems and the emotional pains that you had written down when you did the deep dive before. All of these seemed to appear. So I was like, okay, I need to capture the customer. And then there was parts where they were trying on the product. And then there was parts of them having their dream life, right? The dream best case scenario for them that they've always wanted for. Basically what they're really buying. They're buying the product so that they can feel confident and have this amazing life. And so I was like, okay, wow. This is basically B-roll of a customer journey, right? It's just the customer's journey of being problems, emotional problems. They try the product, solutions, emotional solutions, right? Emotional benefits. They're really happy. They went from sad, they tried the product, they're happy. I'm like, right, okay, that makes a lot of sense now. So, and I'm screenshotting every single one of these. And I'm like, okay, there was one other piece. There was the day in the life of the doctor. There was the day in the life of a customer trying the product, like what to expect and all things like that. And then there was just beautiful B-roll shots of the product. That was really it. It was like a beautiful shot. Like there's like water pouring on it. And like all this beautiful stuff. I'd look at infomercials of Meaningful Beauty and I would see all these beautiful water going onto the bottles and whatever. So I screenshot all these pieces and I end up with this shot list. A shot list is basically just a to-do list for the videographer. So it became really, really easy. We showed up to the video shoot. We went on backstage.com and paid a bunch of actresses, maybe like seven actresses, $100 each, and we started to schedule the shoot, right? We had the VSL shoot for the first maybe 2.5 hours, 3 hours, the doctor takes a break, and then we had a bunch of actresses come in, maybe 20 minutes at a time apart from each other. We paid them $100 each, and they signed a little release waiver saying we could use their face for advertising. And that was basically it. We just had the doctor come in and just capture all of the lists that we got on our shot list, which was basically this giant to-do list. So that's what I want to do with you. In the next video, I'm going to show you a better example, a real example of shot lists, so that you can kind of just exactly see what we're trying to do here. But that's really it. It's really easy. It's just a day in the life of your doctor. It's the day in the life of your customer going through their journey of getting from sad to happy. And then there is beautiful shots of the product that you're selling. Those are the three kind of pieces. That specific shoot took place inside of the dermatologist's office. A lot of the shoots that we do today with Mind Valley were scheduled with a set designer in a nice studio, so it's a very beautiful set, and that seems to be the way they like it. It's super, super professional. In terms of getting the dream scenario of your customers, we ended up having a bunch of customers come over to our house that we found also on Backstage, and we would film them, same thing, frustrated with the problems on their face or frustrated with the problems they're dealing with, seeing the product, unboxing the product, having multiple products with them, right? Not just one bottle, but having a bunch of bottles around them as if they order the maximum amount possible. You want to plant that idea in there. And then we had them really happy, looking confident, some lifestyle shots, some beautiful things like that. All the pieces that your customer is kind of going to go through, you're showing them what they're going to experience. And then lastly, when it came to beautiful product shots, I just took these screenshots and showed them to our videographer. I'm like, hey man, can you help us get shots like this? And he's like, yeah, definitely, I can do that. So we sent him a couple products and boom, we got these beautiful B-roll shots that we could use. For all the extra bits, we use Shutterstock.com. If you call them up, you can get a deal for a bulk amount of videos. But here's a warning on using stock footage. The customers have seen so much stock footage in their life. I mean, even I have seen the same person over and over and over and over again on video ads. Whenever somebody sees a stock footage that they've seen before, it just kills it, right? Because they know you're not showing them real results. You're just showing some stock bullshit. When you hire someone to come in and you get real footage, it kind of shows in your customer's mind like, oh, this is kind of what I can get, right? But if you're using the same footage that everybody else is using, and I guarantee you, your market has been bombarded with stock footage, it's gonna really turn them off and really turn off the sale. Never have over 20% of a VSL with stock footage. That's gonna kill conversion rates. It really makes a huge difference when you go the extra mile and you film it yourself and you get that B-roll yourself. That really, really makes a difference. So never go over 20% stock footage in a VSL. However, stock footage is, there's really, really great places you can have stock footage. Just be very careful and be very light with it. Don't do a lot of it. Get all custom stuff. I'm telling you, it is the way to go. And lastly, I want to share one huge mistake that, you know, I made when I was doing this skincare kind of brand, right? We were getting all these comments on Facebook getting blasted for using younger women who our audience knew they were never gonna look like. And the lesson we got out of this was apparently there's three types of people I can show in a video, right? One, someone who is just like how the customer is, right? Someone who looks just like them, has the same amount of problems. Two, someone who has their dream life, someone who is their same age and just like them, but just has really beautiful skin. And then three, someone who is way younger that they're never ever possibly gonna be like. It's impossible for them to ever be like, but also has beautiful skin. And what we didn't realize was that we were using a lot of women who are actually young, right? Actually in their 30s, telling women in their 40s and 50s and 60s that they could look young and beautiful like these women in their 30s, right? A mistake that I didn't even know. It was a landmine I stepped on. I wasn't even aware of, moving really fast. But it gave me the lesson that there's a version of your customer that is realistic to them. There's that version of your customer who is gonna be enhanced and gonna be more beautiful or whatever using your product. And then there's a version that they're never ever going to be like, and they know it. And they will get very pissed at you and cause brand damage if you show them pictures of these people. In our case, it was advertising 30-year-old women to 40-year-old plus women promising that they could look younger, kind of like these women. It was a cancel, right? So we took all of these actresses down. We got much more realistic spokespeople and actresses that we could have in our video, and that made a world in the difference. That's one of the coolest parts about Facebook ads is the comments reveal so many problems that you can fix. And for every one comment, assume that there is 100 other people thinking the same thing. So comments are objections that you want to go in and cover in your VSLs as you go along. So action steps for you. I want you to go through some of your competitors' ads and start screenshotting all of the scenes that you want to get, right? Screenshot it and name it. Oh, this is this person walking left. If I'm selling bow and arrows, like this is a bear going that way. This is the archery guy going this way. This is the sun coming down with this guy. Just getting all the screenshots of basically the to-do list of everything you need to have a professional video. And that's it. That's how you create a shot list. Once you put this thing together, it's so easy and it's so simple and it's a no-brainer for you to go out and create for yourself and shoot for yourself because you just basically have everything you need to do done for you. See you guys in the next one.